CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Businesses, governments, and airports have been suffering hours-long disruptions because of a worldwide technology outage. WBZ-TV reporter Christina Rex in Boston says hospitals were affected as well.
So Megan Mahoney rushed into work at Brigham and Women's Hospital on her day off. An all-hands-on-deck situation as the hospital navigated a global outage that shut down its electronic health records.
I can't even quantify it into words. We do everything on our computers now, right? We have our electronic health systems, which has people's, you know, medical history, their allergies.
So it was back to pen and paper and delays at multiple area hospitals for the patients who could get care.
The outage was caused by a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows that was sent out by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. The man who was killed at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania by the man who tried to assassinate the former president was laid to rest on Friday. CBS News reporter Charlie DeMara was there.
A community in mourning. Dozens of fire trucks formed a procession through Freeport, Pennsylvania to honor 50-year-old Corey Comparator, the retired firefighter and father who died shielding his family from gunfire at Saturday's rally. Firefighters from as far away as Florida joined residents as his casket was draped with an American flag.
It's an emotional feeling. He served our country. He served his community and his family.
A veteran congresswoman has died.
The family of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has announced the death of the Democrat from Texas, calling her a fierce champion of the people for more than 30 years. Last month, the 74-year-old Democrat announced she was undergoing treatment for pancreatic cancer. She had been treated for breast cancer more than a decade ago. 4 years ago, she spoke at George Floyd's funeral.
This is a time for the family. This is a time for the healing of the wound, of the pain that no one else in this place can walk and feel at this time.
Funeral arrangements for Congresswoman Lee are pending. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A Russian court has sentenced Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich to 16 years in a penal colony after convicting him on espionage charges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's reaction.
Of course, when it comes to Evan, when it comes to Paul Whelan in Russia, other Americans, we're working it quite literally every day. Looking to see what we can do to get them home.
A new bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Mississippi will be installed Saturday. The Reverend Dorothy Sanders will become the first woman and first black person to hold that post. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There's been an increase in actual and planned political violence in the U.S.
A national poll from the University of Chicago's Chicago Project on Security and Threats finds that millions of people think the use of force is justified in some elections. Project Director Robert Pape.
Those statistics say that we are in quite a tinderbox of a country.
10% think the use of force is justified to keep former President Trump from retaking the White House, and 7% think it is justified to restore him to the presidency. Pape says some on both sides own guns.
On both sides of our political spectrum, we have seen substantial signs and actual acts of political violence in the last 4 years.
Pape says people need to be directed into getting involved in campaigns and away from violence. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
You can hear the extended interview with Robert Pape on the CBS News Weekend Roundup podcast. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Currently at 64 degrees.
Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. What full lips you have, they sure to look someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Fill me up
like the one I love.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Try now, we can only lose, and our
love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Just my imagination. my imagination
once again,
running away with me.
I tell you it was just my imagination,
running away with me.
Every night on my knees I pray,
hear my